You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
January the 6th, 2020, President Trump stating today in a tweet, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. That is, of course, because yesterday Iran announced it would cease complying any limits agreed to in the Obama nuclear deal. They were not doing so anyway. They were already continuing their weapons development program inside their military bases, because it would not allow inspectors to see those facilities. But now they're saying, now we're going to escalate. They might. But President Trump said, you'll never have a nuclear weapon. And here comes House Leader Nancy Pelosi. Got nothing to do. Got the impeachment articles written and delivered. Oh, no, I'm sorry about that. They have not yet been delivered. Where are they, Nancy? But now she's focusing on President Trump's decision to kill General Soleimani last week, the airstrike killing Soleimani. And she's now saying the Houses are going to introduce a vote on a war powers resolution. And they're going to do the same thing in the Senate, considering, in their words, Trump's decision was, quote, a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike. Of course, they would say it, and you know why they're saying it? Because it's Trump. Soleimani's group in Kenya carrying out a jihadist attack on a military base. And we did lose a U.S. service member and two civilian defense contractors in that attack. Two deadly accidents involving tractor-trailer rigs across the nation this last weekend, yesterday. Multiple, at least five or more, dead in a crash involving a tour bus on its way to Ohio from New Jersey and three semi-trucks on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The bus went around a curve, didn't make it, struck an embankment, rolled over, then hit by two semis, then a third truck and other vehicles. As I said, at least five confirmed dead, 60-plus injuries, several critical. That again, Pennsylvania Turnpike. Then to the state of Indiana on an interstate. A semi-truck plowing into slowing traffic. Something had slowed the traffic ahead of this truck driver. And according to testimony they have in front of him right now, that he said, I looked to set my coffee mug down and then realized the traffic had slowed down, ran right into the back of them. At least three dead, 14 hurt in that incident. Harvey Weinstein in court today ahead of his sex assault trial. Showed up using a walker, recent back surgery, looking for a little sympathy, no doubt. 67-year-old pleading not guilty, says any sexual activity was consensual. And specifically, facing allegations, he raped one woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013, performed a forcible sex act on a different woman in 2006, but 75 other women have come forward, and the jury might want to hear from all of them. The flu is rampant in some parts of the nation, and in particular one state. If you look at the list from 10 through 1, 10 being those a lot of flu, more than other states, but not as bad. And go down to number one, where this flu is the worst. 10, Virginia, New Mexico, Tennessee, Maryland, Ohio, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, South Carolina, Michigan, number one state, with almost 8% of the population reporting flu, Georgia. New polls coming out showing that support for Democrat presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders going up. Going up. By the way, Julian Castro, who withdrew from the race, has now said he's going to throw his support to Senator Elizabeth Warren. They had an earthquake in Puerto Rico earlier today. Plenty of aftershocks are expected. 5.8 tremors. So far, no deaths or major injuries reported. So far. Hey, you looking for a job? If you can drive a 27-foot-long hot dog on wheels, you could be an Oscar Mayer Wienerbill driver. They're looking for another class of drivers. And what do you think a 20-year-old McDonald's burger would be like? In Logan, Utah, a guy bought this burger and decided to keep it aside as a demonstration about enzymes. It's now 20 years old. Purchased in 1999. They say it looks as if it could have been cooked yesterday. The meat smells a little bit of cardboard. But otherwise, they say it looks good. No one's taken a bite of it yet. But it's lasted for 20 years? Huh. What does that say about McDonald's burgers?
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
And it's Bear, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town, better than old King Kong, meaner than a junk.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Previous administrations had allowed Shia militias to take shots at us, and at best, we responded in theater, trying to challenge and attack everybody who was running around with an AK-47 or a piece of indirect artillery. We've made a very different approach. We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers, the people who are causing this threat from the Islamic Republic of Iran. We're going to take this seriously, and
that is Secretary of State Pompeo yesterday on ABC's program with George Stephanopoulos, saying we're no longer simply going to hunt for the guys in the street. We're going to go to the commanders. That is an explanation, again, as to why we targeted General Soleimani when he showed up at Baghdad Airport the other day. For those of you who've lost the train and didn't see exactly how it all happened, and you're buying into the idea that, oh, that Trump is off on a ledge again. We've been at war with Iran. We've tolerated a lot. We've fought them. And as Secretary of State Pompeo said, we dealt with them one by one as they occurred, not really going after the head. And then when we had the attack the other day in Iraq on a military base, killing a U.S. civilian contractor, injuring some of our troops, President Trump gave the order to fight back, and we launched airstrikes. And we killed something like 25 terrorists. It is possible, yes, that there was collateral damage of civilians, and that is regrettable, but it would not be our making, and it was because they often hide behind the dresses of their women and under the beds of their children, thinking, I'll be safe here. So after that happened, then you had the streets filling up in Baghdad, in Iraq, with Iranians. Iranians, as the New York Times called them, mourners, those deeply suffering because some Iranians were killed by our airstrikes and assaulting and going after our U.S. embassy in Baghdad. The Iraqi government, as every government, when you have an embassy in your country, you're You're under basic instructions and directions to protect that embassy. They didn't. They basically stepped aside and let the attack continue. Maybe even joined in on it. We barricaded our folks in best we could. President Trump dispatched immediately 100 U.S. Marines and Apache helicopters, and we put an end to that. And then, hours after that, here comes General Soleimani flying in, landing at Baghdad Airport, as if I can now take control of Baghdad because we're going to continue assaulting the U.S. forces there. And President Trump gave the green light. And from a drone, as he stepped off his plane, Soleimani was blown to bits. And, of course, they had their funeral over the weekend for him. What pieces they could find, they put in a casket, flag-draped coffin of Soleimani and his Iraqi military commander that was with him at the time, taking it through the streets, and hundreds of thousands of Iranians gathering and crying and weeping and so forth, and Soleimani's daughter speaking, vowing that the U.S., Israel, and allies will pay dearly for her father's death, saying we will make life a nightmare for them and shatter their spider houses. And we've got the left saying, oh, look what you've done. You stirred up a hornet's nest. They hate us. They're angry. They have always hated us and been angry. And many of the Hollywood elites, and we're going to talk about them in more detail later in this hour, who want to cry out, this was wrong, we shouldn't have done it. They're the very ones who would be first beheaded in Iran based on how they dress and how they cavort and everything else that would be unacceptable in Iran. Congressman Meadows, Republican, also on the airwaves over the weekend. And he was talking about on Fox News that we can do something this time, and we can do it in such a way that we don't necessarily have to put boots on the ground, and it's high time we do something.
Everybody was talking about the president, and he made a decisive action, an action that should have been taken. We've now taken out two of the top terrorists, manipulators, and generals in the last 3 months, in about 3 months, and it's because this president has been willing to take the action. But here's the interesting thing is, when we took out this general, we had already identified these targets. This is not just a tweet. Everybody's talking about retaliation, and we should be vigilant. We should be cautious. But the risk of not doing things is certainly greater than the risk of taking this action that the president so rightly took just a few days ago. And so I can tell you that who should be worried about this is the Iranians. The Iranian government, this is not about a regime change, but if you talk about double-digit unemployment, their economy is imploding. Here's what we do know. We will strike back, and we will strike back appropriately, and we can do it without putting boots on the ground.
And that is what we did the other day with that drone strike. We have command of the air. There is no country in the world that can compete with the U.S. when it comes to air command over any area. And our pilots are the best. And we also now have the best capability with these drones. We don't have to risk human lives even in some cases. The attack the other day ordered out by President Trump, and we were told that it wasn't just that Soleimani had gone to Iraq, but I think that's reason enough. I mean, he made himself a direct target. He's leaving the safety of Iran, going into Iraq, as if he's going to take control and activate more terrorist acts against the U.S. and U.S. interest. And he would have been received as a hero in the streets of Iran. And then on the streets, they're trying to pick up pieces of him. But we were told by the administration we had an imminent threat, and we're putting a stop to it. Now, Senator Mark Warner is a Democrat of Virginia, vice chair of the Intel Committee. He was one of the few Democrat lawmakers briefed on Soleimani's plotting after the attack, after we took him out. And on NBC's Meet the Press, he acknowledged, this is a Democrat, Senator Warner acknowledging there was a real threat. That should solve and satisfy all the complaints from the left, shouldn't it? When one of their own, a member of the vice chair of the Intel Committee, Sandra Warner, Democrat, says there was a real threat. But then he added this, and this is what they pile all of their capital and their efforts on now. Still, quote, the question of how imminent is something I need more information on. What difference does it make? And I love quoting Hillary Benghazi Clinton because it's appropriate this time. If we know he's going to carry out an attack, and maybe we don't know the timeline, it could be tomorrow, it might be a week or next month, we don't know. Should we just say, okay, let's just forget it until we get closer to what we know as to when it's actually going to take place? Or do you take the shot when you have it? Would you have been accepting if we knew and we had detailed specifics in front of us that the 9/11, and of course there's a lot of stories around there that maybe we had more intel than what we've been told publicly. But if we knew a 9/11 was going to happen, and specifically, I mean, there'd been rumors again about using planes against prime U.S. targets, maybe commercial planes. And we had all the players identified, and we had a chance to put a stop to it before 9/11. Do you want to wait until the morning of 9/11 to decide to do something? Here comes Senator Chuck Schumer again, one of the leftists who says, oh, well, we still acted, in his opinion, too hasty.
I really worry that the actions the president took will get us into what he calls another endless war in the Middle East. He promised we wouldn't have that, and I think we're closer to that now because of his actions. Look, there are so many questions that are unanswered, that have to be answered, among them at the top of the list. What do we know Iran has in its range of retaliations, and how are we going to prepare for them? And let's face it, this president has made a mess of foreign policy. North Korea, they're much stronger than they were when he started.
Really? I don't see them stronger, do you? I don't see North Korea stronger. I see them ceasing a lot of their missile firing exercises. Now, they still saber rattle and they make their noise and threats as we had recently. And they may still be doing something, and we may have to deal with them more directly. And this president has made bad policy decisions on that. This president has not gone around from nation to nation on an apology tour for what the U.S. has done in the past or might do in the future. This president has made it clear, America first. And for that, he's labeled a nationalist. Is that wrong? Is it wrong to be for your country first? Do you not imagine Iranians are for Iran first? Of course they are. But it's wrong for an American to say America first. And Senator Chuck Schumer says, I really worry that he started something and it's going to create another war that he said we don't want to have. I don't want to have another war of boots on the ground in a quagmire. I do not. But you cannot continually walk away from the bully when they keep coming at you. At some point, you got to make it clear, not only will I fight back, I will wipe the street with you. But yet we still have these Democrat lawmakers running around now. Well, we want more of that intel information. I just quoted for you a moment ago, Senator Warner, vice chair of the Intel Committee, one of those few Democrat lawmakers who have been briefed on the plotting of what Soleimani was planning. Now, granted, they were told after we took him out, big deal. And Warner acknowledged, yeah, there was evidence of a real threat. In other words, a real reason to do it. But he wants to hedge the bet and say, but did we have to do it right now? Then you get Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, demanding the White House make public more details regarding the intel. We want to know exactly what gave you the basis to order that drone strike. He was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. And then you got other Democrats coming forward with the same attitude. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, Foreign Relations Committee, saying, even if proof of such a threat existed, and his fellow senator, Democrat, has already said there was proof. He says, even if such a threat existed, the responsibility is on the administration to prove to us that taking out the second most powerful political figure inside Iran, they're preventing more attacks rather than inspiring additional attacks. Listen, there is no way. There is no way you're going to take out Soleimani and not expect there will be additional attacks. You know that and you expect it. And we're prepared for it. So when I hear Senator Chuck Schumer saying, well, you know, what do we know about the threat facing us? We know what the threat is. We've known where it's been, where it's going, and what we need to do to stop it. And the other side of that equation is, which the Democrats don't want you to think about, the other side of the equation is Iran and its leadership now knows. Now knows this administration will back up our warnings and our threats. We're not bluffing. Go gather the pieces of Soleimani, what's left around the Baghdad airport, and there's your evidence. But we have a lot of folks also supporting what the president did. Let me turn some attention to that as to where he's getting support. And also we'll once again touch on a little bit of the War Powers Act as we did in the first hour. Take a short break. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing. You should have heard the locked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the old jail rock. We'll dance to the jailhouse rock.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So again, we're led to believe, if you're listening to the whining of the leftists, that, oh, now that you killed General Soleimani, they're going to hate us as if they didn't already. They're going to attack us as if they have not already done so and would continue. And the attacks might escalate. All right? They might move up some timetables. They might start trying something new, but we're ready for them. Let me go to a quote from a former Israeli ambassador, Dan Gillerman, former ambassador of the UN, and he stated, Iran does not need an excuse to hurt Israel. Iran has done it with both Israel and Israeli missions around the world, including South America. Its twisted minds and bloody tentacles reach every point of the world where they're either Jews or Israelis. They don't need an excuse to retaliate or hurt Israel. He said, if this means retaliation, we're ready for it. We're not afraid of it. Israel knows how to take care of itself. President Trump is saying the same thing about this country. And he also added, by the way, the former Israeli ambassador, Gillerman, said, Israel is actually very grateful for the U.S. And also points out, Soleimani could have been taken out many times before, but since he overstepped recently by directing the attacks on the Americans in Iraq at our consulate and other places before his death, it was time. We're also getting support from the United Kingdom. They're defending the actions of the Trump administration, saying the U.S. is entitled to defend itself against Iranian aggression. And the United Kingdom is sending the Royal Navy to the Persian Gulf to protect shipping vessels flying the British flag. They know that they're going to possibly be attacked as well since they're siding with us. They're willing to take that risk because it's what is needed, as will other countries that come to stand beside us. And then you look at what happened inside the UN Security Council. We were trying to get a resolution passed in front of the UN Security Council that would reaffirm that the UN body, not just U.S., The UN body agrees that embassies of nations around the world should not be targeted for violence. That is there to protect all nations around the world, not just the U.S. But what happened is Russia and China stepped in and blocked that resolution. 27 other nations were going to denounce any attempt by protesters to storm our embassy. But Russia and China, two permanent members, voted for the statement not to proceed. We are in the process still, as Secretary of State Pompeo had said, trying to clean up the Obama mess in Iran. And what does he mean by that? We'll get into that in the next segment. We'll also talk about the War Powers Act again, a little bit more detail. And also the issue of how the leftists are weeping and crying and just, woe is me. Not just that we weren't informed, but what happens next. We're really worried. They were worried. You should be worried. You should have been worried before this. But you operate in your little Hollywood elite mansions and you're just as happy as you can be. Reality is a far cry from the way you live your life. All coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So we've got the Secretary of State Pompeo saying what we're really doing at this point is trying to clean up the mess left behind by the Obama administration. He's talking about when we took out Soleimani the other day, that we've allowed the Iranian government to believe it's going to be protected. Now, of course, when President Trump withdrew from the Iran deal, signed off on by Obama as part of his legacy, they immediately made additional threats. We didn't take any action then other than just shut down more sanctions, increase more sanctions. But then when they start targeting, as they did the other day, U.S. forces at a base, killing a U.S. civilian contractor, we decided we're going to fight back, and we should. And we launched the airstrikes, three different strikes, killing something like 25-plus of these terrorists, and possibly some innocent civilians because they got caught in the area because these terrorists tend to hide behind their civilians. And then, of course, here come the Iranian protesters in Iraq, showing up in Iraq, going and banging on our embassy and threatening and trying to get in, and finally the Iraqi forces helping protect our embassy step aside, and they rush in. But we then, under President Trump's order, send in 100 Marines, put a stop to that. And then when Soleimani, the Iraqi military general leader, the Iran Revolutionary Guard commander, thinks it's safe enough and he's brave enough and brazen enough to fly directly into Baghdad airport, he makes himself an immediate target and we take the action. But when Pompeo says cleaning up what the Obama administration did is they did not take any action when they could have. They never did. And in fact, all they did was look for some way to appease Iran by that Iranian deal. And of course, also sending over pallets of money. Don't forget that. They sent over money overnight under the Obama administration direction, sending money to Iran in exchange for, quote, hostages so it would get them free. And then also turning around and releasing $150 billion worth of assets we'd frozen when they seized our embassy. So when the President Trump now says we have 52 targets to take out if you continue persisting, based on the number of U.S. Americans that were held in our embassy at the time, he's making it very clear there's a linkage right there. But we continue to have those on the left saying this is wrong, we shouldn't be doing this, and it's violation, and Pelosi pushing for a resolution condemning the president for violating the War Powers Act. Let me quickly run through this again, because I want you to be ready when your liberal friends start challenging, saying the president's violating the War Powers Act. Well, they have no idea. All they're doing is doing the echo chamber of the left. That resolution got passed in 73 over the veto of President Richard Nixon at the time. It was enacted primarily because Nixon had carried out a secret bombing campaign in Cambodia. Now, prior to that being passed, you had President Truman committing U.S. troops to the Korean War as part of a U.N. police action, no declaration of war, just declaring that I'm sending them in to help with the U.N. police action. And you had Presidents Kennedy and Johnson also overseeing that undeclared conflict during the Vietnam War, as had Nixon. And then you had, once the War Powers Act got enacted in 73 and 81, you had Reagan deploying military personnel to El Salvador, did not consult or submit a report to Congress. 99, President Bill Clinton did the same thing with a campaign, bombing campaign in Kosovo. In 2011, President Barack Obama initiating a military action in Libya without congressional authorization. So against that backdrop, they wanted to cry out and shout, Trump has stepped over the line, it's wrong. And you've got someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stating, the president engaged in what is widely being recognized as an act of war against Iran. They have been at war with us anyway. And killing one of their chief military leaders and some of his aides, perfect. Perfect. But the leftists continue to cry, and many times, you know, they don't even know sometimes what they're crying about. You got Michael Moore, the filmmaker. He put out an emergency podcast the other day to his listeners and the Iranian people. He said, I sympathize with Iran because of how they've been treated by the U.S. And then he stated, I would like to ask you, as much as you have the right to and as much as you want to, I would like you, the leadership of the country of Iran, to not respond with violence in the United States. I'm asking you to try what Martin Luther King and Gandhi said, nonviolence. Does Michael Moore know anything about the violence and the terrorist acts carried out by Iran? Or did he just assume you don't know? Yes, Iran's making more direct threats against us now. Soleimani's daughter says we're going to unleash new attacks on all of you. That would include the U.S. and any allies, Israel. And, of course, the U.K., now that they're stepping forward to help us by sending some of the Royal Navy into the Persian Gulf as additional forces. But Michael Moore, filmmaker, believes that if I ask on my podcast for Iran to play nice, that they will. They were never going to play nice, Michael Moore. But he said, I recorded this and I sent it in a direct message via social media to Iran's leader. I've just sent the Ayatollah of Iran a personal appeal asking him to not respond to our assassination of his top general with violence of any kind. What an idiot. But he's not the only one out there. I mentioned the last hour, and I want to go back over it again because this is another one's just out to lunch. Actress Rose McGowan had issued an apology, direct apology to Iran following the airstrike that killed General Soleimani. Dear hashtag Iran, the USA has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. We want peace with your nation. We are being held hostage by a terrorist regime. We do not know how to escape. Please do not kill us. This actress who was in Scream, I haven't seen it, and I could care less what her ability is or isn't, but she thinks that, one, she has the authority and the weight to offer an apology because this nation took out a major terrorist leader in the world. She does later try to come back around, and after she got some outrage over it, folks saying, why don't you move to Iran? And I would second that. She decided to kind of review and reconsider. She said, I just thought I would do something a little strange or unusual. Bloodshed should be avoided if you can. And I kind of just thought, what if I take a really bizarre way around this? A very strange thought. I understand. Oh, do you? Do you understand? And she acknowledged, of course, Soleimani was an evil, evil man who did evil things. But at this moment is not the effing point. The U.S. is morally corrupt and acts illegally. See that? There you have it, right there. She doesn't even mean the U.S. She means Donald Trump. And she goes on to say, it's only logical to appeal to Iran's pride by apologizing. I'm taking one for the team. Soleimani is responsible for the murder of thousands, thousands in Iran and neighboring countries. 600 Americans, easily. 6,000 attacks on U.S. facilities and targets. And she wants to say America is corrupt and acts illegally? Do we have anybody hauling her up and putting her on a pedestal and chopping her head off? No, we don't do that in this country. We allow her to make such inane remarks and expose her stupidity at her own risk, and we just let it go. Now, we'll criticize it, as I'm doing here, but we don't punish her. And for this woman who thinks that I want America to be better, if you were in Iran and you spoke those words and said Iran is disrespecting its flag and its people, you would not find her head connected to her body anymore. The Hollywood elite, the leftist bizarros, those lost looking for a cause, they attacked Trump. And in the process, again, are showing they hate Trump more than they love this country. And in some cases, making alliances with the most despicable human beings on earth. And they think they are better for it. We'll take a break when we come back. Let me switch subjects entirely. I'll get off of this stuff for a little bit. Let's talk about a plot to sabotage a business, a bizarre plot.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Charlie Daniels. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
If you are a small business, you know there's a lot at stake, and it takes a lot of effort and work on behalf of you and your employees. Maybe your employees include members of your family, and you do the best you can. And even doing that, sometimes you have a hard time surviving and making a go of it. And then if someone inside your business decides to sabotage you, that's going to create additional issues. Let me share this story first. Then I want to tell you about a major corporate store that's been targeted in a sabotage. But first, this one out of Lansing, Michigan. It's a woman who owns a barbecue spot. Started the business 2015 with her boyfriend. She came up with all the money, and they were together for about 9 years, and she put up the money, and he decided to help out too, and then she still started it. But then they began to have some problems as far as their relationship. Not the business, their relationship. Business was going great. So they split. And the boyfriend, according to her, decided to take some action against her to sabotage the operation. Getting hold of the recorded voicemail, which had said, "Happy holidays, we're going to take a little leave, but we'll look forward to your business and have a happy holiday." It got changed to basically saying, "We're closed, we're out of business, no longer going to be here." That was it. So anyone calling to place an order or calling in, they're out of business? I didn't know that. I went by the other day, I thought it was, but now they say they're out of business. Okay, I'll go somewhere else. Now, this had a pretty good following. This had been featured on Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives back in 2017. But suddenly, no business showing up. No phone calls coming in. Everything pretty much dramatically reduced. And that's when the female owner began to realize, what's happened? And she heard the voicemail that she thought simply said, "We'll be closed a few days, but then have a happy holiday, welcome you back." And found out that the boyfriend had done her in. Recorded that message by co-opting the telephone number, lying about it being closed. Well, she does damage control the best she can. Gets on Facebook, informs the customers about the phone number dispute, saying our phone has been stolen by an unethical person who is not part of our restaurant. We are open for business. Please stop by. But it takes a while to get all that turned around. It started with love and the idea of doing something together. And then when things went south in the relationship, according to her, the boyfriend decided, "You and the horse you rode in on." Pretty much that. All right, now that's one little restaurant, one little business. Imagine if you're a major player in business. You are a major corporation, not only in this nation, but around the world. And you've got facilities at various locations, numerous locations in the same city. And if someone does something to one of your facilities that creates a concern and scare, well, then others might be a little worried, even if they're not in that same city or even the same state. In Pennsylvania, somebody noticed that you had some strange-looking bugs in the bathroom back there. Well, they brought in a health safety company, and they took a look, said, you got bed bugs in the bathroom. How do we get that? Well, then they started looking around. They're elsewhere in the store. And the more they looked, they found a pill bottle that had live bed bugs filled in and crawling inside and out of the bottle and inside and out of a boy's jacket that was hanging on the rack for sale in a Walmart. And they started looking around, and they were everywhere already. Didn't take long for them to infest the store and start multiplying. So then they call in experts trying to get rid of it. Now, bed bug infestations, just using a professional exterminator, even on just one room, one area, that can be expensive, and sometimes you don't have success right away. Now if you've got them spread throughout your store, and who knows where else they might be in that store at this point, or what other stores might be targeted, and the question is, who and why? I know. And next time you walk in, one, if you feel like kind of scratching or something, start looking around. I'm not saying any other Walmarts have been attacked. We don't know what they are. And as I said, we don't know why this was done. But somebody was looking to sabotage, bringing all of these bed bugs in, dropping some around here and there possibly, then hiding the bottle inside a boy's jacket for sales, knowing that they're going to move around and multiply. So you walk in and you notice something strange crawling around. You might notify managers right away, and they might change targets. It might go to some other store. They're going to find them. They got enough cameras in stores. They'll track it down. They'll find out who it is. You don't get away with that stuff very long. But until then, you start itching and scratching. I'm just saying. Back tomorrow, same time, same station. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.